All right, welcome to the Daily Update. I am Brandon Kiefer. This is the Daily Update brought to you by Anchor.fm, the free podcasting software. This is the Daily Update, starting in local news for the region. In Newton's 9 seasons with the Panthers, he threw for 29.041 yards and 182 touchdowns, and ran for 48 touchdowns. Cam Newton arrives with teammates after rejoining the Carolina Panthers. The video is only 6 seconds long, but it already tells a story with Newton smiling and clearly happy to be back in Charlotte. A woman charged in connection with the deadly shooting of a man has been found in a car at a Charlotte gas station. The investigation started late Monday night after CMPD officers got a call that a man was shot at a gas station on Sugar Creek Road. A woman has been charged in a car wreck that killed one and injured a child. A sad story all around here. Officers determined that she was under an influence at the time of the crash. A teen dies following a shooting near Kannapolis School. A teen has died following a shooting near an elementary school in Kannapolis Thursday afternoon. A deer hit a Union County school bus and students were injured, officers say. The deer hit the bus and busted out some of the windows, a district official said. In U.S. news, per se national news, Steve Bannon has been indicted for contempt of Congress. Here is more from our colleagues at the Associated Press.
Former President Trump's longtime allies has been indicted after defying a congressional subpoena. The Justice Department says Steve Bannon faces 2 counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to appear for a deposition and failure to provide documents. The House panel investigating January's Capitol insurrection had summoned Bannon and demanded the documents. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has now defied a similar subpoena. The committee's chair says he'll recommend contempt charges next week. Trump has claimed executive privilege over what the panel's demanding.
And that was the Associated Press report. And the number of people quitting their jobs has set a new high in September.
Who voted for the infrastructure measure. The number of people quitting their jobs hit another all-time record high in September. Job openings remained about the same, though. NPR's Andrea Hsu has more.
4.4 million people quit their jobs in September, according to the latest numbers from the Labor Department. That's 3% of payroll workers in the U.S. As we've seen all year, restaurant and hotel workers made up a big share of the resignations. September also saw an exodus of workers in retail and healthcare. The ongoing willingness among workers to quit their jobs appears to be driven by a combination of factors. COVID cases were still surging in September due to the Delta variant, and workers remain in high demand, giving those who quit some confidence that they can find employment elsewhere. Job openings in September remained at a near record high of more than 10 million. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
It was an up day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 179 points. The NASDAQ closed up 156. The S&P 500 was up 35 points. This is NPR News.
And that was NPR News reporting. Thank you for that update. Thank you. All right, that was NPR, and that was business news. And now, our top story on the Daily News Podcast. 2 men are serving time for murder, were freed from a North Carolina prison. two men in prison for nearly 30 years for a murder they say they did not commit have been freed following plea deals with the state of North Carolina. North Carolina State loses many bates to season-ending shoulder injury. North Carolina State big man Manny Bates is out for the season after suffering a shoulder injury in Tuesday's season opening win against Bucknell, a huge early blow to Kevin Keats' squad. And now time for some weird news. A death threat to a GOP congressman. And here is more from our colleagues.
A New York man has been arrested for making a death threat against his congressman, a Republican who voted for the $1 trillion infrastructure package. 64-year-old Kenneth Gasper was arrested Wednesday for a telephone death threat against Congressman Andrew Garbarino, Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder.
Besides using his displeasure with the congressman's voted on the recent infrastructure bill, he used some profanity and then he made a threat, and it went like this. If I see that mother effer in the street, I'm going to kill him.
That tape courtesy WABC-TV. Garbarino was one of 13 Republicans who voted for the bill. Ryder says the suspect had no prior record, but
we have a zero tolerance for this type of behavior for any of our residents. In the world that we're living today, the climate that is out there, these threats we take very serious.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Yes, we take these threats very seriously. Now time for the Power Report. Alright, now time for the Power Report. The Power Report, I get together all the big stories and we put them together before we close out our 10-minute update. Representative Madison Cawthorn is running in a new congressional district. That's story number one. And story number two is that North Carolina must spend $1.75 billion to a narrow education gap. And, well, they want North Carolina children aged 5 to 11 to be vaccinated in early rollout. Those are the top three stories. Those stories will be at our website at newsradio100.com. And that is the Power Report. Alright, and that was the Power Report. This was our first daily update podcast. This is basically 10 minutes of the day's top stories. It's some audio clips. I am Brandon Kiefer, and we do have a sponsor. Our sponsor is Anchor. You heard a sponsor at the beginning of the podcast, too, but we're going to do it again. Because we have to pay the bills. our sponsor. Here's our sponsor. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor is really like a recording software. I use it. A lot of people use it. Like I said, you can use it on your desktop, your phone. You can even use it on your tablet. It's free. And when hosted on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And they give you a link, and you can go off-site and do whatever you want with that link. Share it to your friends and family. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, like I said, Anchor is totally free. Download the Anchor app or go to the anchor.fm to get started.